You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. This is your seat at the table.
Hey everybody, this is Roland Fraser with another episode of our snackable content. Short, brief, quick, easy to digest, and not as long as our Wednesday episodes. Today I wanted to answer a question that a few people have asked, and the question was this: what would you invest in if you had only $100? And one of the things that I'm always going to answer is that you should invest in yourself. And if I only had $100 to invest, I think that I would invest in my self-education. So I'm going to go straight to books. And I've got a few that I want to recommend, and I'm going to share them with you right now. I mentioned The Richest Man in Babylon by George Clason. I think it's probably the best book on money ever written. It's just so easy. It talks about having different buckets. It tells you how to take care of yourself, pay yourself first. And that's really good. There's a book by a friend of mine, Jay Abraham, called Getting Everything You Can Out of All You've Got. Really fantastic book. I love the way Jay thinks. I have a very similar approach. And that's probably why we get along so well. So definitely that's worth checking out. A guy that I represented as an attorney for several years, I've spoken on his stage a few times too, is Tony Robbins. I think it may have been his very first book called Unlimited Power, which talks about how to think and a little bit goes into neuro-linguistic programming and things like that, how what we say to our brain creates thoughts that create actions that create the reality that we want. I think that's very, very helpful. Another friend of mine, a guy named Robert Cialdini, wrote a book called Influence. He's recently updated it. To me, in terms of how can you persuade and have influence in everything that you do, I think that that's just, there's no book that's better on that. And then the last one, I had a really hard time because I know that he talked about the book by Tim Ferriss, The 4-Hour Workweek. And what's nice about The 4-Hour Workweek is it explains in very step-by-step fashion how to kind of get started. It's a little bit out of date because it's pretty old now and it's talking about doing stuff online. But there's a book that's even older that really got me started by a guy named Robert Allen, who wrote a book called Nothing Down. And it was a complete plan for getting into real estate, how to acquire it with nothing down. It's really what I started in real estate with and what I ultimately adapted and used to grow into a whole bunch of different strategies to acquire companies with no money down, which is kind of what I do now. And it was between that book and another friend of mine who was a negotiator for the FBI. His name is Chris Voss. And he wrote a book called Never Split the Difference, which is one of the best negotiating books I've ever read. So I have to kind of, like, the first four are easy because they're very specific things that will help you and give you skills that I think will be invaluable to you throughout life. But also then I'm torn between Nothing Down and Never Split the Difference. So read one of those. The bonus book to read, of course, is by a very sketchy guy. This is my book, which is also Zero Down. And it's basically how to acquire companies and traffic assets with no money down. So I recommend you do that too. But all of those would add up to less than $100 and be a fantastic use of your time. So I hope you found that helpful, and I'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by subscribing and leaving a review. And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.